There are 1,662 COVID-positive people currently hospitalized, with about 45% of them admitted for COVID-related illness, according to the latest Ontario update. That's the highest number of COVID-positive patients reported in Ontario hospitals since February 12. There are 203 COVID patients in intensive care unit beds and 92 are on a ventilator with COVID-related illness. The province also reported 28 more COVID-related deaths that occurred within the last month. According to the latest update, there have been 215 COVID deaths in the last 30 days, with between 5 and 16 deaths each day. Over the course of the pandemic, the province has reported 12,661 deaths that were either caused by COVID, COVID was a contributing factor to the death, or the cause of death was unknown or missing. The daily update included 1,073 lab-confirmed COVID cases, but technical glitches have caused this number to be lower than the actual test results. Case counts are assumed to be underestimated because not everyone is eligible to receive PCR testing and only PCR results are included in the daily case counts. Since the start of the pandemic, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,224,534 cases of COVID-19 and reported 1,180,793 cases recovered or resolved. The April 20 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: hospitalizations, 1,662 COVID-positive patients in hospitals, up from 1,486 reported yesterday. Of those, 45% were hospitalized because of COVID-19 and 55% were hospitalized for other reasons but test positive for COVID-19. Among those hospitalized but not in the ICU are 221 unvaccinated people, 76 partially vaccinated people, and 1,016 fully vaccinated people. 203 people are in ICU because of COVID-related critical illness, which is down from 206 reported yesterday. Of those, 29 no longer test positive for COVID-19. There are 92 patients on ventilators because of COVID-related critical illness, up from 87 reported yesterday. Among the COVID patients in the ICU are 34 unvaccinated people, 6 partially vaccinated people, and 90 fully vaccinated people. Vaccination: about 86% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario is fully vaccinated, about 12.1 million people. More than 7.2 million people in Ontario have had 3 doses of a COVID vaccine. 10% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing Ontario labs processed 21,988 tests for the latest report, resulting in a 16.8% positivity. Northern Ontario: in the north, there are 170 hospitalizations, up from 135 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 21 people in ICU with the virus, up from 18 yesterday, and 3 people on ventilators, which is the same as yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 5,106 cases, 173 known active cases, and 16 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 7,581 cases, 397 known active cases, and 29 hospitalizations, with 5 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 62% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 6,730 cases, 261 known active cases, and 21 hospitalizations, with 2 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 54% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 14,184 cases, 389 known active cases, and 25 hospitalizations, with 3 people in ICU. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 59% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,648 cases, 59 known active cases, and 15 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 59% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 7,217 cases and 191 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 97% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 91% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 63% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 10,584 cases, 194 known active cases and 25 hospitalizations, with 3 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 90% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 61% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today. Simcoe Muskoka. In the last update published April 13, the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported 0 deaths, 423 new COVID cases, and 8 new hospitalizations. There are 29 people from the region currently hospitalized because of COVID-19, including 3 patients in ICUs. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 40,902 cases of COVID-19 with 38,638 of those cases recovered and 448 cases ending in death. The next update for Simcoe Muskoka will be posted by the health unit on April 20.